Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I'm wondering if you have been watching the news related to the fires, actually in almost every western state, but particularly in the last few days, they've been talking about Idaho, and I have a special interest in Idaho because my sister lives in the Sun Valley area. And on the news, they do talk about Sun Valley, which actually is not a town, it's an area. The town, they've mentioned several small towns, but the town that I've heard them mention most often is Ketchum. And that's just a few miles from where my sister lives in Haley. And there have been quite a few evacuations. At the last news that I saw, there had only been one home lost, which was quite unusual, but they have over 1,000 firefighters working. And by this morning, things may have improved a bit, and I see that the rain is forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. That would be very, very good if they had some really nice rain, although the fire was started by a lightning strike. So thank goodness this time it wasn't somebody leaving a campfire burning or whatever. But, you know, nature has a way of kind of taking over and being really difficult to deal with. Now, I want to move on to something that affects all of us, but I would also mention that she sent some photos that show in the middle of the night, the whole sky is absolutely red. And of course, in addition to the fire itself and the danger from the fire, there is all of the smoke that they've been getting for quite a long time from other fires. And of course, now it's lots of smoke. So you can try to imagine what it would be like to be breathing in all of that smoke. But one of the things that just brought up in my mind a bit more is, would I be prepared to evacuate my home with the things that are really, really important? And what is important? You know, I think when we talk about tornadoes, for instance, people often say, well, look at all the pictures that are lost, or in case of a flood, all of those family heirlooms, so many of the personal items are lost. But in terms of being really practical, there are some things that we could do, if we've not already done, and perhaps you've already done this, that include those kind of important papers that actually probably don't take up a lot of space and would be relatively easy to take with you if you had to evacuate, if you already had them all gathered together. So, and there are other people who could help, I'm sure, give you more information that I'm going to suggest here in terms of being prepared for an emergency. But here are some things that came from several sources. And the first one is to designate an out-of-area contact person. Try to select someone that is far enough away that wouldn't be affected by the same emergency, and provide this person with the names and contact information of the people you want to keep informed of your situation. Instruct family members to call this person and tell them where they are. And remember that long-distance phone service is sometimes not available, but often restored sooner than local service. And one of the things my sister said is, you know, she did call, but she said, I'm not supposed to be calling. You know, you get too many family calls going on and you tie up the phone lines when they're needed for emergency. So having someone that, for instance, I could call that would know perhaps where she is, or vice versa. It's just good to have another person to keep in touch with. And right now, of course, all the internet things are working also, but a way to communicate. But another thing would be relatively easy, but take a little work, and that is to duplicate important documents and keep copies off-site, away from your home, whether that's in a safety deposit box or with someone else you trust. Documents may include passport, driver's license, social security card, wills, deeds, financial statements, insurance information, marriage license, and prescriptions. And you may have a few others that you think would be really, really important. I'm thinking birth certificates, you and your children, might be an important thing to have copies of and have safely stored in another location. And then, of course, to keep those all together in a place where if you needed to take them with you, you could easily pick them up and take them with you at a very last moment. Another item is to inventory valuables in writing and with photographs or video. And that's certainly become much easier now that many folks have the phones that you can go around and take pictures. And that probably needs to be updated. And that was one of the things that my brother-in-law said, okay, we've got to get all these photos taken now, just in case. And like I say, maybe you've done that some time ago, but things change. Probably a good idea. Check with your insurance agent. I'm sure they have lots of suggestions about that. But keep those photographs, records of what you own, what you have insured. And, of course, for most people, that includes all of their household items. Open cupboard doors, drawers, get pictures of what you own. It will be much easier if you need to make a claim. Hoping you don't have to do that, but it will be much easier, save lots of worry and work in the future if that needs to be done for some reason. So that list of very valuable things, if you have some jewelry and some kinds of expensive things, you may want to have an inventory list as well as the pictures of household items. Make your home safe. You know, there are some things that we could do to just make sure that everything is working well, electrical, plumbing, and so on. That's not going to help if you have to evacuate, but it's a good idea just in general. And one thing that I'm guessing a lot of us don't think of in terms of planning, and that's pets. Now, we've seen stories after the hurricanes and those kinds of things where animals are one of the challenges of finding them, of taking care of them. You know, other people end up taking care of them, trying to reunite them with their owners and all those kinds of problems. So thinking about what you would do to take care of your pets, how you would transport them or where you would take them, or, you know, what you would do to take care of your pets is something that should be a part of your plan. Now, all of this, again, takes some work, and maybe you want to put that on a kind of schedule to do parts of that and kind of start working on it. Now, when you're still doing lots of outside things, probably having a good time, it's, if you're like me, inside things are not quite my top priority, but would be a good thing to get started on. I know I have a lot of work to get all of those financial papers in the same place, and probably checking with your bank, your insurance agent, some people like that to make sure you have all of the appropriate things that you need and have them together and know where there are perhaps already copies if you need them, but certainly making copies that you can keep together. I guess we can, I'm thinking, learn from others in situations, and I'm certainly getting my mind wrapped around what all this could mean. So far, as I say, in my sister's area, things are looking pretty good in terms of no lives lost and not much property lost at this point. But again, nature could be very kind and start some good rain, or the wind could shift and the whole thing could change. And of course, we need to think about all those firemen and emergency people who are out there working, some of them, many of them, 16-hour days and being pretty exhausted, trying to do their job and take care of everybody. So we probably need to be thinking about them. Well, just some thoughts in terms of being prepared. And until next time, here's a thought. Sometimes you achieve more satisfaction by accepting people for who they are rather than trying to change them.